All right, let's unlock a secret code today.
A secret code?
Well, kinda. We're diving deep into idiomatic expressions, you know?
Ah, those tricky little phrases that make English sound so natural.
But... yeah, they can be super confusing if you take them literally.
It's like that feeling when you travel to a new country and suddenly everyone's talking in riddles.
Totally. I remember that time we were in,
was it Greece?
Greece, yes. Trying to order food was like deciphering ancient hieroglyphs.
You know the individual words, but the meaning just seems to fly right over your head.
And we should know, right? We've both traveled a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've spent years teaching English as a second language at, well, you know, online at Academia BSB.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how mastering idioms can really boost our students' confidence.
It's a game changer. So let's break it down for our listeners. What exactly are idiomatic expressions?
Well, they're phrases where the meaning isn't obvious just from looking at the individual words.
Like you can't just translate them word for word, right?
Exactly. Like kick the bucket.
Now, that doesn't actually involve any kicking.
Or buckets.
Nope. It actually means to die.
Right. And spill the beans. No messy legumes involved there.
Nope. That's all about revealing a secret.
And these expressions pop up everywhere. In conversations, movies, even song lyrics.
Oh, for sure. Think about that Queen song. Another One Bites the Dust.
Classic.
Another idiom. Means someone's facing a defeat or a setback.
And these idioms aren't just about sounding cool or understanding pop culture.
Yeah, it goes deeper than that, right?
They're woven into the fabric of the culture.
They really help you connect with native speakers on a different level.
Totally. Idioms often reflect a culture's values, humor, history, all of it.
It's so true. In Brazil, we have that saying, tirar o cavalinho da chuva.
Yeah.
Which literally means...
take your little horse out of the rain.
It's so funny. It means to abandon hope or give up on something.
It's so expressive, right? Paints a vivid picture.
Definitely. And it highlights that Brazilian sense of adaptability that, you know, we're resourceful, we go with the flow.
Exactly. Now, to try translating that literally into English.
You'd get some confused looks.
Oh, absolutely.
And that just shows why idioms can be tricky to learn. They often don't translate directly.
You have to grasp that figurative meaning within the cultural context.
Spot on. And that's why at Academia BSB, we like to go beyond textbook English.
We try to bring that cultural context into the lessons. It's not only about the language.
It's all about communication.
Exactly. We encourage our students to immerse themselves, you know, watch movies, listen to music.
Even eavesdrop on conversations.
Hey, whatever works. You'd be surprised how much you pick up just by paying attention to how native speakers use these expressions.
And don't be shy to ask questions.
Most native speakers are happy to explain what an idiom means.
So what different types of idioms are there?
Oh, lots. You've got phrasal verbs like look up to someone you admire or run into an old friend.
Right. Those combine a verb and a preposition or an adverb.
To create a whole new meaning.
Then we have colloquialisms, which are those informal expressions.
They're kind of specific to a region or a group. Like in the U.S., you might hear y'all.
Instead of you all.
And then there are proverbs.
Ah, proverbs. Those nuggets of wisdom passed down through generations, like actions speak louder than words.
Or don't count your chickens before they hatch.
They offer advice and reflect cultural values.
In a way that's really easy to remember.
Absolutely. It's fascinating how proverbs from different cultures can express similar ideas.
Right. Like the English proverb, the early bird gets the worm, has a Brazilian equivalent. Deus ajuda quem cedo madruga.
God helps those who wake up early.
See? Both emphasize the importance of being proactive, seizing opportunities.
It's like a universal truth, but packaged in a culturally specific way.
Exactly. So, as you continue learning English, remember that mastering idioms is a journey.
It's about paying attention, asking questions,
and embracing the richness of the language.
So true. And we'll leave you with a little challenge. Think about an idiom from your native language.
How would you explain it to someone who doesn't speak your language?
It's a great way to really understand the nuances of language and culture. Happy exploring.
Happy exploring.
This podcast was created by Academia BSB's team to help students out with remembering, retaining, retrieving, mirroring, practicing, and building up their own communication style. Visit our online platform and stay connected with your progress. Academia BSB, it's not only about the language, it's about communication.